بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله عز وجل is the creator of everything. He's the one who created the days and the nights, and he's the one who created the darkness and the light. So Allah عز وجل is the creator of comfort and pain. He's the creator of the virtue and vice, and Allah has created everything, and he made this life a test. And he's the one who created the messengers, the prophets. He's the creator of Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, Idris, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Nuh, and our great prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He created all of them. And Allah also created Iblis. Allah also created Shaitan. Allah also created the devil. Allah also created Dajjal. However, Allah created the marketplaces and Allah created the masajid. And he made it clear what he likes and what he does not like. He did not keep it hidden and concealed. And he says, one of his great favors upon you is that يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah has made his instructions, his signs, his verses clear to you, so you may be grateful, so you know what is right and what is wrong. And thereafter Allah Azza wa Jalla has instructed us, commanded us, that we embrace virtue, we move closer to the prophets, we move closer to the anbiya, and keep a distance from the shayateen and the messengers of shayateen and the supporters of shayateen and the devils. So Allah Azza wa Jalla asked us to spend more to be found in masajid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated clearly, the most beloved places to Allah are the masjids, and the places that are most hated by him are the marketplaces. So Allah has made it very clear what we need to do and what we need to stay away from. In order to embrace virtue, in order to be on the right course, simply the way forward is to attach ourselves with the prophets, with the pious people, anbiya, siddiqeen, shuhada, and as-salihin. Allah has listed them in the Quran Kareem. So amongst the anbiya, the most important one and the greatest and the best is our Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the best amongst them, and he had the strongest fitna in his ummah, the fitna of Dajjal. So one protection from Dajjal is to revive and the muhabbat of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Reignite that love and that passion for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why our elders, they instruct us that we hold majalis and gatherings where we talk about the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We talk about the importance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We try to explain to our communities, to our people, the very great status that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam holds in the creation of Allah. There are people who are totally unaware of it. They have this superficial understanding. They know that this is the case, but they do not understand it. And as a result, it gets forgotten, and it gets somewhere bad, somewhere not on the top of the priority list. There are the things that are more important. So this is why we hold these majalis, and attending these majalis is beneficial, because again, you understand why moving closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is important. So every time you learn one small bit, a small reminder, a short reminder, and then eventually you get to the point where that fire, that passion, that fire gets ignited, and then it kind of, then it gets, the fire then rages in the heart, the fire of love and passion and muhabbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once that happens, then the job becomes very easy. Then the task becomes very easy, because everything then becomes natural. Then you don't have to force yourself to stay away from evil. And then you become amongst those whom Allah Azza wa Jal, he protects himself. And then you do not need to worry much about yourself. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst the pious and amongst the mukhlisin and the mukhlasin, about whom is mentioned in the Quran that Allah Azza wa Jalla had said to the devil, to Iblis, that you'd never be able to have access to these people because they are my special ones. So for that, inshallah, we have this majlis every Thursday. Make an effort, inshallah. It's a small get together, 20 minutes, half an hour. In fact, as we completed our 1 million, we reached that target last week. I've been thinking about it, how to make it a regular seerah majlis, where we spend a bit of time talking about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every week. So hopefully, inshallah, as some of you brothers suggested, that maybe doing it on Saturday may be better. So inshallah, we'll talk about this at the end after we finish the majlis, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today's hadith. An Qatadah mursalan, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min al-jafai an udhkar inda rajulin fala yusalli alayya. Qatadah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is an act of disloyalty that I'm mentioned in presence of someone, in a person's presence, but he does not invoke blessings upon me. So he said, this is an act of disloyalty that I get ignored by a Muslim, I'm mentioned, yet he doesn't care and doesn't bother to invoke peace and blessings upon me and doesn't care to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how important it is. What doubt is there regarding the injustice of one who does not invoke blessings upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in spite of his countless favors? It is written in Tadhkiratul Rashid, the biography of Qutb al-Aqtab, Murana Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, that he would usually instruct his disciples to invoke blessings upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 300 times daily, but no less than 100 times if this was not possible. Now, Qutb al-Aqtab, Murana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, these are the people, the kind of people that we need to talk about, because our youth, our people, do not even know who their great ancestors are. People don't know. Some of you must have heard this name for the first time. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayh. And you do not know that Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi is the pioneer, he is the master, he is the trainer, he is the mentor of Maulana Ilyas Sab rahmatullahi alayh, who laid foundation of the Tablighi Jamaat work. And you do not know that Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayh is one of the founders of Darul Uloom Deoband. Today you go across the globe, you go to any masjid. I did a brief quick survey of the masjids in Glasgow and masjids in Edinburgh, and I found that almost 70% of the masajid are led by the disciples of Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. 70% of deeni work in Glasgow and Edinburgh is done by those who are direct beneficiaries of Hazrat Gangohi and Hazrat Murana Zakariya and Hazrat Murana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayh. And you can also add the other suburbs like Motherwell, like Stirling. So in Scotland, this is the amount of impact, the work that these people did. But we do not know about them. We know about so many other, we know the messengers of Iblis and Shayateen and the devils, but we do not even know these people. So maybe, inshallah, one day we need to start a series on the great masters of our silsila to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chain. Like Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, his kitab is viewed as most authentic because his chain is the most authentic. So we need to talk about our chain. Who was our teacher? Who was his teacher? Where did he learn from? And how are we linked and connected to the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And you'll be very proud of yourself, and you'd understand that subhanallah, you have such authenticity and such purity that nobody else has in this modern age. Anyway, so our Qutb al-Aqtab. So as I said, his work, 70% of work that is happening in Glasgow, in Edinburgh, in Scotland, you can say. In fact, the ratio may up go to 75-80, because there are other places in Dundee and places in Aberdeen where the mashaykh, where the leaders, where the pioneers, the workers, those who laid foundation of the masajid. Like in Dundee, there are about 3 masjids, and 2.5 are the direct beneficiaries of the work of Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. So you could say, if you look at, you know, at a broader picture in Scotland, maybe 80% of deeni work is done by the descendants of Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. So these are very important figures. So that Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, so you think the word Gangohi sounds very alien, because it's not very Pakistani and not very Arab. It's very Indian, but Gangohi is a small village. It's a small, now mashallah it's become premature city because of these great masters that they belong to this place. But originally it was just a suburb, an isolated place. It's like we have madrasa in Darnum in Britain. The madrasa, the school that made the greatest impact in dini work in Britain was in a masjid, sorry, in an area that was called, you know what was the name of it? It was called Ram's Bottom. And between Blackburn, so just think about the names, Blackburn, Ram's Bottom. They're not the ideal of names. But it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chooses places. People that others look down at. If Allah chooses them, they become very special. So if nobody values you, do not despair. Do not worry about it. If you're special in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, you live on. And if Allah Azza wa Jal, you fall from His grace, then doesn't matter what you have, it'll hold no value. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that intentionally to individuals. So this is our Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. Gangoh now became, mashaAllah, a mark of envy for many people. Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan and many other elders belong to this place. Anyway, so Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, he used to instruct his disciples to invoke blessings upon the Noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at least 300 times daily, but no less than 100 times if this was not possible. He would say, the favor of the Noble Messenger of Allah is immense. The favors of the Noble Messenger of Allah are immense. It is then truly an act of disloyalty that a person be miserly in invoking blessings upon him. Can't you even say sallallahu alaihi wasallam when his name is mentioned? He, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, most preferred the blessings invoked in prayer, followed by the invocations of blessings and peace narrated in the hadith. He did not generally approve of those written by others, such as Durood-e-Taj, Durood-e-Lakhi, etc. He even declared some of them to be impermissible, since the words could possibly imply an incorrect meaning. So if you refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as someone who is worthy of worship, or if you deserve to start referring to him as the Lord of the worlds, if you start referring to him as the God of mankind, although you use such words which possibly can be translated as the God of mankind, then subhanallah, if the word has two meanings, You should avoid using a phrase, a word, which can possibly be misinterpreted. So be very clear that he's a slave, he's a servant of Allah. He is not the Lord, he is not the God, he is not worshipped. He is followed, his teachings are listened to, his teachings are important. So do not use words that carry double meanings. Do not confuse your people. Do not confuse mankind. Do not confuse the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And do not use such phrases for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that carry an element of meaning that is purely reserved for Allah the Almighty. So using such phrases which can have the double meanings, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi would say, he would discourage, do not confuse your people. Make it very clear that use the words in Durood Sharif in Salatul Salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which are clear in their meanings. Allama Sahabi rahmatullah alayhi says that the meaning of jafa in the hadith, the act of disloyalty, which is translated, the word that translated as act of disloyalty. So is to disregard keeping good relations. And it is with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also used to denote distance from the Noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person who doesn't care about invoking blessings from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even when his blessed name is mentioned, when he's reminded of, then he said he is the most distant from the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما جلس قوم مجلسا لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيه ولم يصلوا على نبيهم إلا كان عليهم من الله ترة يوم القيامة فإن شاء عذبهم وإن شاء غفر لهم. A message for you to take home today. رواه أحمد وأبو داود وغيرهما بسطه الصحابي رحمه الله. That Abu Hurairah says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no people assemble in a gathering wherein they do not remember Allah and invoke blessings upon their Prophet, except that it will be a burden for them on the Day of Judgment. If Allah wills, He'll punish them, and if He wills, He'll forgive them. So the majalis and the gatherings, get-togethers, where Allah is not mentioned and where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people do not recite, do not invoke blessings upon him, they do not recite durood sharif in it, it shall become a burden for people on the day of judgment. If Allah wills, He'll forgive, punish them, and if He wills, He will forgive them. So wherever you are, try to remind people that in this majlis, we need to recite the durood sharif at least once. Whenever you sit at home, there's an assembly of get-together of the family or the friends, and especially when it comes to our weddings. It's very important. Weddings are majalis organized, mashallah, with a lot of detail. So if you have such majalis, it's important that in every majlis, the durood sharif is recited on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Pakistani assembly, Pakistani parliament. People think that Pakistan is a country that is gone, and they consider it as the worthless and most, yani, they look down at Pakistan as a nation and Pakistanis as a community, and even Pakistanis themselves, they do not have this self-respect, and they're always fighting with one another. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our worth. Our elders made this effort. I think Pakistani parliament is the only parliament in the Muslim world where at the opening of every session, they have a recitation from the Quran Kareem, and thereafter they have a small naat, some poetry praising the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is part of every session. So the session will not open until someone comes and makes some recitation from the Quran Kareem, and thereafter another person will come and he'll recite small unshuda. Just few, it may not be very lengthy, it may only be about 2-3 minutes, but at least Rasulullah gets mentioned in every session of parliament. This is something that we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bestowing this favor upon us. And this is the effort of our elders. This makes us, mashallah, a unique nation. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith, which is reported by Imam Abu Dawood and reported by Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah. I don't know other countries. They probably have the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem, but they do not attach as much importance to salatu salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There might be others. If you know some, please do let me know to share that with me. But I don't know any other official majlis assembly where this happens. So officially every majlis has naat. They call it naat after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq to have these naats and these unshudas and this mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our community get-togethers as well. So wherever there is a wedding, something happening, make sure there is a tilawat, and thereafter there is durood sharif on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too, as an important part of it. Now, inshallah, we'll recite the 40 durood, 40 hadith, and thereafter, inshallah, we'll conclude with dua. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدامة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على أجمع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وسلامه صلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله بدعاءك التي إن شاء الله just before دعاء let us just quickly catch up with where we are today mashallah where were we last week 100 then 1 million and 30 36 yes past 1 million alhamdulillah chalo ji 5 may Allah bless you ji mashallah mashallah 7
today
it was shown in one day mashallah every day so 3,500 mashallah So 7 and 3.5, 10.5. Ji. That's Allah barakat. Inshallah next week. Ji. MashaAllah. So that was your 14,000. Inshallah. MashaAllah. 14,000. Ji. MashaAllah. 16. Allahu Akbar. Abdekhlo beta. Allahu Akbar. I don't want you to get nazar. This is why I'm not going to ask you to stand up. But Allah give you barakat. Allah give you barakat beta. MashaAllah. Mashallah. Did you do it all by yourself? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I did a couple of thousands through a week. That's
why. May Allah give you barakat. May Allah give you barakat. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. You know, just you alone are sufficient for you to continue. 36, mashallah, mashallah. Yes, Peter.
4,000 and 8,000 from
MashaAllah, 36, 40, 48. MashaAllah, Hazrat Ali Asab. He's not here physically, but MashaAllah, virtually and mentally and spiritually, he's with us, MashaAllah. That's 48. Shaykhana? 10? Or has it gone up now? MashaAllah, 48, 58. Well done, MashaAllah. You're keeping it up, aren't you? MashaAllah. 58, 68. Up, keep it. MashaAllah, 70. Allah, Allah, thank you, barakat. Alhamdulillah. Anybody else at the back? Next week, inshallah. Chalo, alhamdulillah. At least there is, at least this motivates everybody. At least 70. So we had 36. So today is gone to, mashallah, 1100. Yes? Okay. Alhamdulillah, 1106. Okay. Allahu akbar, alhamdulillah, kashukr. Allah. So 1,106,000 now. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. Let us keep it let us keep it going. So aapki asr ki namaz 8 baje hogi bhai Amin sir? End of this month goes to 8. So I think what we can do is when it goes to 8 o'clock inshallah, so first Thursday of June we start it after asr inshallah. After asr we have Seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Thursday after Asr, we have Seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. About 8 o'clock, I think we'll fix the 8 o'clock time, inshallah. Half an hour, 40 minutes. But if you want, we can have it before Isha, whichever way you like. But eight o'clock is better for those who want to join online. People at home. Aath baje nahi hoti aapki Asr. First, as I said, first Thursday of June, inshallah. So first Thursday of June. I thought 8 o'clock is important because those who want to join from at home, they get some time. Usually, younger one, the kids, they tend to go to bed after Maghrib. They pray Maghrib and Isha together, combined. And anyway, though the kids, for the kids, it's okay. Bachchon ne bed mein jana hai, they've got to go to school and they struggle to stay awake until 10:30. So if younger kids, if parents want to, do not want them to miss their Isha, they can pray Maghrib and straight after, during this time of the year, after Maghrib, 10 minutes after Maghrib, they can pray Isha and go to bed. This is for the kids. Taaki unki Isha ke qaza na ho. But anyway, inshallah, we'll see about mashwara fir karte hain. I think we'll do it again next week. Mera khayal to ye tha ke we keep it at 8 p.m. fixed time throughout the year. 8 p.m. on Thursdays, we have Seerat Majlis. For half an hour, 40 minutes, we talk about the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who can come to the masjid physically in person, excellent. Those who can't come, they can join online. So we have generate a link of some sort. So everybody, because we have people in London who want to join this seerah, yani story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have people in Edinburgh, we have people in Ireland, in other places as well. So if we have a fixed time, it gets easier for everyone to tune into. If we keep on changing, it gets a bit difficult. So inshallah, mashwara karke, so we'll formally announce next week. Take it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Fastajabna lahu najjaynahu min al-ghammi wa kadhalika nunji al-mu'mineen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوكم عدوهم يا رب العالمين اللهم من أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه ورد كيده في نحره واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا آخرها وخير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك يا مثبت القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا وأموالنا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا وأموالنا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا وأموالنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Wallah, this humble get together for hours in the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the name of salatu salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, accept this little humble effort on our part and make it a means of our forgiveness, our Lord, O the most merciful. O Allah, have mercy on us and have mercy on our children and have mercy on our future generations. O Allah, have mercy on us and have mercy on our families and the mercy on the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, forgive every single ummati of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, have rahmat and have treat with mercy the ummat of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, forgive our shortcomings and grant us tawfiq to repentance with sincerity and ikhlas. O Allah, protect us from the evil from the fitna and from the hardship. O Allah, protect us from the trials and protect us from the zulmat and the darkness that prevails. And O Allah, grant us the light and the noor that shone through the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that manifested itself on the hearts of his companions and the hearts of the pious people and then those who follow the sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make us from the fortunate and the lucky ones who inherited that noor and that light from the passing generation, and that then that noor shines on their hearts and their bodies. O Allah, enlighten our souls with that noor that you granted Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then that transmitted through his sahaba to the future generations. O Allah, make us shine with that noor. O Allah, and make that noor enter our hearts, our minds, our souls, and every single part of our body. O Allah, grant us tawfiq to remember you at all occasions, at all times. O Allah, grant us, immerse us in your remembrance and your dhikr, and make our tongues moist, constantly moist with your dhikr and your remembrance, our Lord. O Allah, grant us the noor and hidayat in this world, and noor in our graves, and grant us that light in our graves, and grant us that light when we rise from our graves on the day of judgment. O Allah, with that noor, allow us to find our path and our way to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. And O Allah, grant us the shade of your arsh on the day of judgment, and grant us the privilege and the honor to drink from the hawd of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, O Allah, grant us tawfiq and be happy with us and smile upon us, our Lord, when we meet you and we stand before you on the day of judgment. And then when we proceed to the bridge of Sirat, grant us this noor, that noor that we just begged you, that we asked for. And with this noor, grant us tawfiq to pass the bridge of Sirat with the speed of light, and then be admitted in paradise and be placed in the company of the pious, in the company of the martyrs and siddiqeen and shuhada and as-salihin, our Lord. O Allah, we humble servants of yours. O Allah, we covered in zulmat, in darkness, in sin from head to toe, but we are not happy with it. We are full of remorse and guilt, O Lord. And we hold this majlis and we try and reignite the love and the passion of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts and in the hearts of our friends, just so this becomes a means of your pleasure, O Lord. O Allah, be pleased with us and grant us your rida. O Allah, do not be upset and angry with us. We seek refuge with you from your anger and your disapproval and your displeasure and being abandoned by you. O Allah, we seek refuge in you. We seek refuge in you and we seek refuge in your rida and your mahabbat, O Lord. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم إنا نسألك خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.